It's live.
You're on fire today, aren't you?
It's local.
Now.
Hey, I'm an idiot.
I know.
And it's a little bit loose.
Would it help if I called you mummy?
Never call me that. I'm certainly not calling you daddy.
Get ready for anything to happen, Sunny Coast, the Ellie and Bex podcast.
Hello, podcasters.
I watched one stonemason reel and all of a sudden every second video is people laying bricks or cutting stone.
What is a stonemason?
Someone who cuts stone from like big boulders into like, you know, things you put in the garden.
So not like a Freemason? What's that?
No, that's completely different.
Is that like a cult?
Well, I don't want to say anything about that.
Okay.
You can Google that. But, yeah, no, stonemasons are, yeah, they basically cut stone.
What do you use to cut a stone?
A sharper stone.
Like a blade?
No. No, you know, like a grinding disc.
Yeah, the grinding disc, yeah.
You know.
I do that on the dance
floor. You've been on Grindr?
No, I haven't actually.
The Grindr, sorry.
Wish I could. Anyway, start to the podcast.
A lot of those videos. There's a guy just buttering a brick right now.
Okay.
That's what it's called. I knew that.
Did you buttering
know
a brick.
When you put the mortar on the brick before you put it on the wall, it's called buttering it.
Really? I had butter this morning for the first time in a while.
Okay, now we're just getting silly.
I know. Look, I'm
informing people.
I had a bad sleep last night, so...
You've been a lunatic all day.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah.
It's been a big day,
though. Was it a full moon last night?
I don't know.
If anyone knows that, let me know.
I was wearing pants, so not at my house.
Were you, though?
Not all night.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay. All right. Look, we'll just get straight into the podcast. That's what you came for. We speak to the mayor of Shepparton. He's very
great.
Interesting.
Yep.
They're going through a really rough time at the moment. But
yes.
Also, he's gone viral on the socials for another reason. So
and
I
it makes our interview super awkward.
Yeah, because
you bring it up.
He's trying to be all serious about the floods. Fair enough.
His people are dying.
Going on there.
And you're like, oh,
and I try and have a bit
this?
Of pants. I know.
Doesn't really work, but it's cool. We did it anyhow. Also, you'll find out how our boats went in their first official seaworthiness test today.
Indeed, enjoy.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
Remember during the pandemic or the start of the pandemic where you thought to yourself, geez, who'd be a chief health officer?
Yeah, true.
Because it was like daily just getting pounded with work and press conferences and whatever else. Well, I got to ask you this. Who would be the mayor of Shepparton right now? One of our favourite towns, regional Victoria. You and I have so much history in there.
My home for a couple of years before I moved here.
Absolutely.
And they're going through a super rough time right now. A lot of regional Victoria is. Shep's been hit so hard by these floods.
I did ask who would be the mayor of that town. Well, Shane Sarleywood, welcome Mayor of Shepparton.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Shane, tell us, what's it like in Shepparton at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, look, at this point, there's, you know, an element of positivity just because the river level is obviously receding, and that's so important with, you know, being able to get people back into their homes or actually giving people access to key services. So, you know, we've had a significant flood event here. It's impacted many communities right across Greater Shepparton, and right now we're just grateful that every hour and every day that goes by, the water's receding and it opens up some opportunities to get in and get the cleanup going.
Yeah,
Shane,
sure.
I had a couple of mates who, you know, obviously from Shep, and I was talking to their parents who are living up in town, and the suggestion was, this is only a couple of days ago, that although the water was coming right up to their properties, in some cases into their properties, they weren't so worried because there wasn't that much behind it. Is that what eventuated?
We did get a fair bit of rain last week, but, you know, the real cause of our flooding was the rain that sort of happened further south at community. You know, Seymour and along the Goulburn there, and then effectively once that river, the Goulburn, increased, it's only heading one way and it's heading towards us.
Yeah,
imagine
right.
that, Chaney, just sitting in your lounge room as my mate's family were watching the Goulburn River go through their front yard.
My house used to be right next to there, so I'm guessing that got hit pretty hard.
If your house stood after all the parties you had in it,
true.
Don't worry, the flood's nothing, am I right? I mean, the man knows about you. He's got a file as thick as the Bible.
Yeah,
on
no,
you.
You won't get any secrets out of me.
Yeah, yeah, Shane and I go way back, all right?
Photos up at the deck, right? Number one, the club in town.
The number one club in town.
For so long, when we worked out of regional Vic, the area was brown, including Shepparton, including Bendigo. You know, farmers, particularly, you're the fruit bowl of Australia, they say it all the time.
Yeah, the home of SPC.
SPC. This much water, is it too much water, or is it helping in any way for those, you know, dry as a biscuit farmers?
Yeah. Oh, look, there has been impacts. I mean, there's also from our dairy industry as well. So the inability of dairy tankers to get to and from dairy farms has obviously been impacted as well. So we're hearing stories of obviously dairy farmers having to effectively dump thousands of litres of milk on a daily basis, which is obviously concerning.
Yeah, and I guess the broader note to people here on the sunny coast even is, in weeks to come, when your fruit and vegetables start to cost more money,
That's why.
Just take a moment. This is why.
Yeah, exactly.
This is why.
Now, Shane, before we let you go, there is a little silver lining in this whole situation. You're quite a young mayor. This has really put you personally on the map. I've been scrolling through Twitter and whatnot, and some of the tweets with pictures of you, flood update, the Shepparton mayor is really effing hot, and then some of the comments, holy Lord Jesus, I'm moving to Shepparton. There's a flood and it's in my pants.
Whoa.
People are thirsty for you, Shane.
If it's good for tourism for the region, then why not, I guess.
Johnny's written he needs way more followers for his hotness level. 800 is not enough.
He's not in it for the hotness.
So, Shane.
And just final point.
You got some fans.
Yeah, and also if you type in Shepparton just quietly, in the middle of this flood and with everything that Shepparton's famous for and all the people the Goulburn Valley has produced, you type in Shepparton, the predictive from Google comes up Shepparton Mayor.
Oh, Shane.
Yeah, well. Oh, there we go. Well, look, the message is getting out there and that's what's important. And it's a difficult one to have this conversation with you under the circumstances, but maybe when we're built back, I can come on and have a bit of fun with you guys. So.
Exactly. Ever the professional.
That's the nice way of saying it. Just take it seriously, guys,
yeah, so
okay?
Sorry. No,
this isn't
no.
about me being hot.
We are sending you and the whole Goulburn Valley community
all the
love in the world.
But if you could send him all those accounts, it'd be quite...
we've been through the same thing earlier this year up here in Queensland, Shane, so we really are feeling for you. And is there any way we can help as members of the public at the moment?
No, I think it's just, people like yourself that have had a connection with our community, just keep sharing and the love and support towards our region. We're going to need all the support we can over the next couple of weeks with the big clean-up ahead of us.
And buy local produce. Buy stuff that's coming out of the GV. It's not going to be the cheapest necessarily. It may not be.
Goulburn Valley fruit snacks.
Over the next 6 months. But buying, really will get these businesses and the families that support them back on their feet as well.
Exactly. Shepparton Mayor Shane Sarley, thank you so much for your time. And we are sending
I'm really
you
all sorry
the love
she brought
world.
Up all that aesthetic
yeah,
stuff. I mean, it's
we're
really.
Professionals, I promise.
It's really unbecoming.
No. Thanks for having me, guys.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM. Hello.
One
we
of
are
these days.
Ellie and Bex.
What? Ellie, we are going to do the phone topic. What does the guy say at the end of that sound?
Chuck him off,
see, I only hear rude stuff.
has
to do with a guy and a Jack and a net.
I feel like it's chalk milk with a little fillo, like a little pastry fillo.
That's a weird combination.
Chuck him off, fillo, please. Anyway.
Good way to get heartburn and a bit of bloating.
Yeah, 100%.
What's fallen off your roof
that
or your car?
That is the question.
545-11919, of course, caller of the week. $100 to spend at literally the best restaurant in the country, Bella Venezia. If you don't trust us, well, that's one thing. Ask TripAdvisor.
So true. Now, the reason we're asking this is because I wouldn't call myself great at being a ute gal.
I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to mansplain.
You
lashed your boat to the sea cruiser today.
Well.
Somehow gotten it from Moolabah to Caloundra. You just overdone it.
I have plenty of girlfriends, who are ute gals, and they are so good at tying things down and strapping things to roof racks and putting them in the trap, all of that. I just don't have a lot of experience with it, and A, and B, I'm a bit of a worrywart.
Yeah, it is. But you do understand that if you put 700... tie down straps on the wrong way. It's just as bad as putting
But I didn't. I didn't. So this morning we went out to Golden Beach to test our boats, the Builder Boat Regatta.
Yep, yep.
And my boat is massive. It's a massive bamboo slat that's like nearly two
it's
metres
a big slat.
Long. Yeah. So I had to borrow the Sea Hilux.
You didn't want it to drop. That'd be a slat drop.
Well played. Well played. I like that. So I had to get my lovely boyfriend around to help me.
He's a strong man.
Yeah,
isn't
I did actually call him afterwards. I was like, I just want to let you know, you look so hot doing that.
Oh, God, to be 30 again,
honestly,
folks.
So hot. Anyway.
Objectify each other 24/7.
So we tied on every tie down.
And tied off.
In the book. To keep it. Then we put the net on top of it. Uh-huh. Everything was secure. As it turned out, it was fine. I'm Googling, how much load can a ute tray hold? How much can a load of a ute be projecting as is Queensland
your boat,
law?
Your boat weighs probably 40 kilos.
But I got scared, okay?
Just
and
call
then
me.
I get on the road, right? And I'm driving and I see so many people with ladders strapped to the roof of their car and stuff. Yeah, I'm like,
they know what
fine.
They're doing.
Yeah, I'm fine.
But the funniest thing was on the way home when you were freaking out again, I was like, just take this one strap.
Yeah, and it'll be good.
Put it here. She's not going anywhere.
Honestly, my rear vision mirror, I have never checked it more than I did on that drive. But side note, the whole way to Nicklin Way, from Moolabah to Currumundi Markets, I got green lights.
Okay, there's complete just too side much. Note. Too much going on. We can't expect people to call.
But that is a huge.
Right. I'll remind you quickly that the phone number 545-11919. Quick one from me. You'll remember we used to work between Bendigo and Shepparton. Mm-hmm. Right, it's about 150 km, about an hour and a half or something, driving, whatever else. And my wife came with me for this work trip one time, and on the way back, I couldn't. I had to find my iPhone. I was trying to find my iPhone. Mm-hmm. I'd lost my iPhone somewhere. I thought in Shepparton. It ended up, it had stayed on my car for 45 kilometres.
That is impressive.
And come off at a town just outside, and I found it via the signal. Absolutely smashed to pieces.
How did it find my iPhone?
Yeah.
Reminds me of a guy I used to work with, worked at a radio station with.
Shawnee.
And he gave away a fridge to like a listener in need. They were doing like a goodwill drive and, you know, got the fridge donated.
Brand
and
new
then they
fridge.
Were like, we're going to rock up at his house with the new fridge. Sure enough.
This is the best.
The fridge just went flying off.
Because they didn't tie it down properly.
No, and it smashed all in the middle of the road. Thank God no one was hurt.
And this was in a workplace where you guys had to work from memory so hard to even get the budget, even though it was a charity drive. You're trying to do the right thing. You had to argue with the GM forever and a day just to get like $1,000 to spend at the electrical store.
Looking back though, very funny.
Yeah.
Very funny that happened. So we want to hear your stories now, Sunny Coast. Keep them coming. Let's go to Shannon in Forest Glen. Shan, what fell off your car?
A toilet.
Oh, wow. Please tell me. Please tell me you were taking it to the dump.
Literally. We were camping and we had one of those port-a-loos and we were full driving out and we heard this almighty thump and we thought, it'll be fine. Got on the highway and then heard another almighty thump and I looked out, I was in the passenger side, looked out the window and our toilet and its contents were flying all across the highway.
No,
I love that you
contents.
Lean out the back and you're like, oh, shit. And he goes, oh, what? No, shit, actual.
Actual. Oh. Went all over the track behind us. Oh. He hit it like full speed. Yeah.
And then you pull up at the next survey, you're like, man, the mud up that track was amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Talk about a dirt track back there.
Shannon, if ever a story was made for this little phone chat, it was that one. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
worries. From Shannon, we will go to Tony in Catharaba. Hey, mate, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So this one happened back in Vic. What fell off the car?
Well, my ex-husband decided to buy me this U-Buick $2,000 car to drive his kids around in, and I'm driving down the highway to go to my girlfriend's house, and all of a sudden I hear this rip, and the side panel goes flying off, and thank God there was no cars behind me. And then I get to my girlfriend's house and the aerial goes, and then falls down the side of the car.
Oh, God.
I'm loving the sound.
Falling apart while I'm driving it.
Oh, no. Something tells me that your ex-husband was Father of the Year. I'm picking up strong vibes of a great man.
And something tells me that the ute was not such a beaut after all.
Something tells me that Tony wishes that he had fallen off the roof of the car at some stage.
Very much so.
Oh, Tony, great storytelling.
What a piece of crap.
The sound effects.
Yeah, I love it. Finally, Loz are in Budrum. Just want to point out quickly, every caller, female on this subject.
What fell off the car?
So I'll start by saying that my husband's really, really clumsy. He had broken two of his work laptops and his boss said, if you break this one, mate, you pay for the next one.
Been there.
Fair enough.
He forgot to take it to work and asked me to bring it for him and I put it on the roof of the car and I was trying to find my keys and it wasn't until I got to his work that I realised I'd left it on the roof and I didn't know where it went.
Oh. At least he goes into the boss's office and he's like, it wasn't me this time.
Yeah.
It was my wife.
Technicality. Don't have to pay for it.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
CFM's Build a Boat Regatta.
Just build a boat. Build a boat.
To win a boat.
Build a boat.
You'll be sweet just as long as you can float.
Thanks to North Coast Boating. Live your dream. Just add water.
Yeah, never before have those words rung so true. You'll be sweet just as long as she can float.
Yeah, that was what we had to test out today. You and I have been hard at work in our respective workshops.
Has your body corporate been in contact with you?
No, my elderly neighbours did notice me in and out of the garage.
They probably
this
think you're
and
a meth cook
confused.
Or something. You keep taking all these chemical drums and whatnot.
Exactly. But no. We decided the time had come to test it before we give these boats away to someone who comes down and sees us at North Coast Boating.
Yeah, so 10 till 1 we'll be there live. There's heaps of specials on the day. It's going to be a cracker.
Yeah.
We love being out there. But you and I have decided we're not going to race these because we've got too much to do. So if you would like a shot at winning that boat, come on down, leave your details, and we'll be plucking some names out and they will have a go in our boats. If you break them, doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. And if you want to hear how they float, take a listen. Float test day was here and we headed to the Golden Beach Esplanade to pop the boats in the water.
I'll have a quick look over your vessel. You have a quick look over mine.
Okay.
Can I just say, relatively square, which really surprises me.
I can tell
you've got a new man in your life.
It was all me.
Sure it was.
This is my vision. He just helped me bring it to life.
I can see the 700 cable tie is definitely you. I'm not so worried about you. It's more the attachment from that to the top plate, which is made out of bamboo screening, which, as I said before, is not meant to take a downward load. It's only meant to, keep a small breeze out of your apartment and sippy down.
I'm concerned about the stability rather than the buoyancy. I think I've got buoyancy covered. All right, the flat bottom girl, beautifully coloured in pink. Love that. Some nice stickering on the outside. The inside looks like a dog's breakfast. There's glue everywhere. There's random bits of foam. You have not coloured inside the lines, inside, that's for sure. First cab off the rank was the freshly painted flat bottomed girl, aka Bex's boat.
Oh, there's yabbies here, Chaney.
Okay, focus. Does she float? She floats. She floats. Will she float with a human being in it?
You hold my paddle.
Focus on his face right now. Oh, God, she's a rocky. She is a rocky one.
I'm thinking I'll go the whole Grant Kenny.
You want me to push you out?
No, don't touch me.
She floats, ladies and gents. She floats. Not well. I want him to flip over more than I've ever wanted anything in life, ever. But alas, she stayed upright, and now it was my turn with the bam boom.
You want it with the tag end in?
Yes, I want to try and return it when I'm done.
There we go. Good amount of buoyancy there. Ooh. And it looks like it's a winner. Will having 20 kilos on top change things?
Oh, my goodness. I'm off the bridey. See y'all later.
She's still on the sand. She's still on the sandbar.
Sup it, bro.
It's a sup. It's a bloody sup. Captain Cook, eat your heart out. And with the success of holding one person, we thought it's only natural to see if it could hold us both.
She can carry 100 plus LE kilos.
So like 100 and like 20 or something. So there we have it. Both boats officially float. If you want to be the skipper of them on the big day, make sure you come down and see us North Coast Boating between 10 and 1 on Saturday morning. And that Mercury boating package could be all yours.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM. I am going to say something that I rarely say to you, Luke Bex Tui, right now.
That means it'll be positive.
Mm.
Okay.
I'll just get my... Get it? Can I just? Yeah.
I need to say thank you.
Sorry, what?
I know.
Hang on, I just got to turn my headphones up a little. Just didn't hear that. Sorry. Once more.
I need to say thank you.
You need to say thank you, or you're saying thank you?
I'm saying thank you.
So say it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. For what?
Remember when you and I did the segment Dare or Dare, where each week we dare the other person to do something, they'd have to go out and do it.
And then it got pretty lame because your ones were all like, oh, Bex, you've got to balance a plane on your finger.
Look, I did make you juggle stuffed toys at
that
one point.
Where you had done no prep and you were like, oh, God, it's today, is it?
I just ran around the studio finding things for you to do. Yes, okay, without the great
BG, our promotional wizard, you would have been so cooked.
But one of the weeks you dared me to babysit your child, Xavier.
Yes.
And in order to do so, you gave me a whole bunch of training.
Well, you had to feed him. You had to change him.
Mm-hmm.
And
bath him.
You had to bathe him. And it was really cool because Ali, who's the head midwife, just won an award too.
Yeah, from Budgeon Private.
Budgeon Private. She trained you.
Thank God. Thank God for that because I was back in Perth over the weekend.
Were you? No idea.
And I had to take my nephews to swimming lessons.
How cute, a Saturday morning swimming lessons.
It was the best.
We
it was so fun.
At Rackley at Kiwana.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, It's just Cuteville.
Well, I have two nephews. One's one and one's nearly three. And so my sister-in-law took one of them for the lesson and I just look after the other one while, you know, and then we did a child swap. So the one-year-old did his lesson and then she quickly did the swap and she just handed me him and said, hey, can you just go and put his clothes on, like maybe give him a snack and everything. So I was like,
dry
sure.
Dry him and all that sort of stuff.
Sure, no worries. Got him to the side of the pool, got him to the bench, and I was like, oh, God, what do I do?
And straight away you're like, this kid knows I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yes. So I, like, lie him on the bench on a towel because I was like, I don't know. Is there, like, a change? I don't know.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then I had to, like, pull his pants off. He's, like, his swimming
imagine
onesie
you, imagine
off.
Imagine if you just tuned in. She's pulling a bloke's pants down.
No, it's my one-year-old nephew, okay? And then I was like, do I just leave his, like, undies on, his little swimmers?
Nothing wet, mate. Nothing
no,
wet.
No, nothing wet.
You'll have a cold.
And I had to put the nappy on. And then I had to put the onesie back on, a new onesie, but I was still dripping from the pool. So I'm putting the onesie. It took me like half an hour.
It always does first time. It's
and
like
I
anything.
Just, there's all these new there's all these parents who like know what to do around me.
Yeah, just
I just feel
going,
eyes on me. And I've like got him over my shoulder, putting the onesie up. So God, I got him dry in the end.
Yeah.
But it was an absolute nightmare. Parents, how do you do it?
Because you obviously come from a very ritzy part of Perth. And I just love the fact that all those people would have been looking at your sister-in-law and looking at you and going, I don't know how much they paid for that au pair, but she
but
is
she
not
is
worth
not
it.
She is not worth it. 91.9. You and I, Bex, have been put to shame. In fact, pretty much every Australian.
I want to revise my number. I told you I was 4 out of 10 in fitness. I am a 2. I am a 2, and 2's generous.
Ned Brockman. He's
what a legend.
Become a household name over the last month or so. Yesterday, he finished his run from Perth to Sydney.
Tell you what.
I mean,
4,800 Ks, averaging 70 Ks a night.
3,800. Let's not give him too much credit.
But,
okay.
So many injuries, which I know you'll get to in just a tick, and all to raise money for homelessness. Like, he's only a young bloke too.
Yeah, he's in his 20s.
How proud would you be if you were his mum?
Oh, my God. So proud. I'd be proud to know him, to be honest.
Yeah, well, it just seems like some sort of bloke. And the other thing is, before we get to where you want to talk about, we were speaking yesterday to Lana Rogers, who had a rubbish preparation. Everything went wrong for Coolangatta Gold, which is an endurance event.
Yep.
For the Iron Women. And she ends up coming third. So much of what we talked about with her was a mental thing.
Yeah.
This bloke as well. These people are just, their ability to get it done despite the fact that there are bits of their body hanging off and there are other places they'd rather be and they're screaming in pain. That's what inspires me the most.
100%. Imagine running 100 Ks, right?
Yeah.
Imagine that. And then getting up the next morning having at 3:45 in the morning and doing it again for 47 days
And remembering,
straight.
Folks, we don't live in the most hospitable country.
Yeah, it's right. Like it's, it through a desert.
It wasn't 20 degrees and mild winds every day.
Yes. Well, Ned was on the project last night and they asked him what the hardest parts of the run were.
Probably day 12, I had a very severe injury in my shin where I had to go drive a 28-hour round trip to get an injection so that I could run the next morning and then ran in the 700K in that next week. But then there was days like on the Nullarbor, it was so windy, it was like 50K an hour headwinds where I had to run a foot from the back of mum and dad's camper van just so I could get away from the headwind, which was like staring at a brick wall trying to run for 75K. So
I mean, come on.
Brilliant, though, to use the van to punch through.
Oh, very clever.
Yeah, amazing stuff. Maggots in the toes.
Maggots in the toes, that's a lot.
Busted ankle.
Yeah.
Busted ankle and just said, strap it up, let's go.
Yeah. He was like, if I had an MRI on my body right now, I'd be scared about what it showed up, you know? But he just kept going.
Super sore. Enjoyed his sleep in today. There are plenty of people going to benefit from that great young man, but we're not all Neds.
No,
you
we
and
are
I.
Not.
I mean, you're in great shape, but I mean, Dad Bod Squad's going to fix that, but I am stuffed. You know, this is how unfit I am. I'll give you. I was at the Cairo today, right? A lot of people go to a Cairo. Got a great Cairo. Anyhow, I was on my stomach, and he's treating my back and my sides, sort of thing. And he goes, "Okay, if you could just lay on your back now, move on to your back, right? Because I'm on my stomach." About 30 seconds later, he's like, no, I want you on your back. And I'm like, I'm getting there. I am getting there. Needs to install a crane.
I love that. That is where we want to take this right now. Forget about Ned for a second. We want you to finish this sentence. I'm so unfit that ..
Safe space.
Yeah, I
Safe
ran space. Up the stairs today because I had to put the garage key back.
Yeah.
And I've got maybe 12 steps. I was puffing by the end of it.
Yeah, you got to remember to breathe. That's the problem.
Sue's in Bly Bly. Hello, Sue.
Hi, guys. How are we doing?
Good.
Long time. No speak. We miss you usually Wednesday afternoons with Naughty or Normal.
Yeah, you've got a bit of a dirty bird mind sometimes, Sue. We love that about
sometimes
you.
Sometimes. It's not what you're known for. But, hey, are you unfit like us?
Yeah, I am a bit unfit because, you know, even my thoughts can't run around my head. They're even forced to walk.
I like that. Happens to me all the time. Mid-sentence. Live radio show.
It's true, actually. You do take long pauses sometimes.
Oh,
is that because
you are kidding,
your thoughts
are
just having a leisurely stroll?
You are kidding. The amount of oh, God, there I go. There's one. You can all go and get stuffed. Not you, Sue.
Just stop
You're
to look
lovely.
At the ducks in the pond.
Good on you, my brain's Sue. So big, it's just, you know, it's got too far to, go. It's like little Ned Brockman.
Nah, the fitness people call it swole, bro.
Swole, that's it. Swole. It's all for the gains. Thank you, Sue. Look after yourself.
Pleasure, guys. Have a good one.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.